talking to the country that once endorsed the taking of U.S. hostages as the only way to make a nuclear deal with Iran, according to our first guest this hour. But more than a dozen former senior White House policy advisors say that may be a mistake. They've sent an open letter to the president expressing concern that the current state of negotiations may not go far enough in protecting U.S. interests up against a looming June 30th deadline for the Iran nuclear talks. The signatories include former CIA Director David Petraeus, George W. Bush National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley, and Ambassador Dennis Ross, former Middle East peace negotiator under Presidents George H.W. Bush and Clinton, among others. Ambassador Ross joins me now. Ambassador, welcome back.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
Now, the New York Times characterizes at least five of you on this list as inner circle advisors to President Obama. I've got to ask just right off the bat, if you are really inner circle, do you need to send an open letter to the president? Can't you just call him up and say, back away from this?
Well, I think this was not intended to be an open letter per se. This was intended to be a statement among a number of us that, in effect, was designed pretty much to show that there are a number of principles which we feel were completely consistent with the framework understanding that the administration negotiated that need to be embodied in the agreement if it's finalized. And with all the posturing the Iranians are doing, we felt that it was important for us to be making this kind of a public statement as well, particularly as you faced a deadline with regard to negotiating the final deal.
What principle is most likely and most disturbing to be absent in your view?
Well, I think the key thing at this point is probably the possible military dimensions, making certain that we do have access to the people, the documents, the sites, being able to take soil samples. That's pretty important because the whole idea of possible military dimensions is really weaponization. And you have to have a very clear picture, in effect, of what has been done in the past so you really have a baseline on which to compare what they're doing now, which laboratories to be looking at, which scientists one should be mindful of, so that if you're really going to have a deal that produces transparency, and that's the core of this deal. This is a deal that is rollback of sanctions in return for extensive transparency, and the transparency, therefore, really has to be real.
There have been so many open letters here and external sorts of commentary on these talks from Netanyahu in Israel, open letters from the Senate, the Republicans sending a letter directly to Iran. Is there a danger here that your concerns get lost in a kind of open letter noise and that the administration, if it does concede or if it does, get tough with Iran, it looks weak because it's back down to all these open letters. And so there's actually impetus for the administration to make a deal.
Well, I don't think it works that way. I mean, let's take a look at what's going on the Iranian side. The supreme leader is laying out conditions that are inconsistent with the framework understanding that was actually negotiated and announced at Lausanne. And in effect, at least what we're doing is producing a consensus. This was a bipartisan statement. It was not just a number of former officials. It included a number of former officials, but it also was a bipartisan statement that was consistent with the principles of the framework understanding, making clear that if the final deal is in fact embodying those principles, then there's a good chance to actually produce a broad consensus in support of the agreement. In a lot of ways, it seems to me, this is a way to support what the administration is doing, not to undercut what it's doing.
June 30th deadline, are we going to make it?
I don't think so.
Really? And does that mean it's kicked down the road or there'll be some new talks?
I think the talks will continue. You know, the last time I was with you, you asked, were we going to make the time frame for what then turned out to be the Lausanne understanding? And I said, I thought we would reach an agreement. I didn't think we would reach an agreement on the time frame, or at least with the deadline. I feel that's probably true today as well.
All right. Ambassador Dennis Ross has listened to what he has to say, predicting the future on the Iran talks, former Middle East peace negotiator under Presidents George H.W. Bush and President Clinton, currently counsel at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.